From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and the leaders of the world's other largest economies have agreed to avoid competitive devaluation of their currencies, although the language they used leaves some room for interpretation. President Obama says he urged his Chinese counterpart to stop artificially holding down the value of China's currency.
It is an irritant to a lot of China's trading partners and those who are competing with China to sell goods around the world. It is undervalued, and China spends enormous amounts of money intervening in the market to keep it undervalued.
For his part, China's President Hu Jintao pledged at the summit to shift his country's economy away from reliance on exports and toward more domestic consumption, which is what the U.S. has been urging. President Obama is now in Tokyo for an Asia-Pacific economic summit. A draft plan from the leaders of a bipartisan panel looking for ways to cut the federal budget deficit is being attacked by Republicans and Democrats alike. NPR's David Wellness says the plan includes both deep spending cuts and substantial tax hikes.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid waited a full day to react to the austerity measures put forth by Presidential Debt Commission co-chairs Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson. And while Reid said he did not agree with every one of their recommendations, he thanked them for their work and for providing what he called a starting point for an important discussion. Reid has promised to hold a Senate vote on any debt reduction proposal coming from the full bipartisan commission. Republican leaders have had little to say about the recommendations, which include increasing the amount of income subject to the payroll tax and raising federal gasoline taxes. David Wellness, NPR News, The Capitol.
The United Nations says it needs $164 million to fight the cholera outbreak in Haiti. The BBC's Imogene Folks in Geneva says a spokeswoman for the UN's humanitarian agency says without that money, efforts to halt the spread of the disease may be outrun by the epidemic.
The UN says over 11,000 people have been hospitalized, 724 have died. Aid agencies predict 200,000 people will show cholera symptoms over the next 6 to 12 months.
The BBC's Imogene Folks in Geneva. The UN says it will use the money to bring in more doctors as well as medical supplies and equipment to purify water in areas of Port-au-Prince, where earthquake survivors are living in densely populated tent camps. The environmental activist group Greenpeace has filed a claim with the British High Court in London to try to force Britain's government to stop issuing new licenses for deep water oil drilling in the North Sea. Attorneys for Greenpeace say they want the licenses halted until investigations into the cause of BP's oil rig blowout in the Gulf of Mexico are complete. On Wall Street, stock prices are modestly lower, the Dow down 17 points. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she has assured Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel's security needs will be addressed in any agreement with the Palestinians. Clinton says Netanyahu and Palestinian leaders are committed to the concept of an independent Palestinian state existing next to Israel.
We're both very committed to it. I know, and I've said repeatedly that the Prime Minister and President Abbas are both very committed to the two-state solution, and we're going to find a way forward.
Clinton speaking after marathon talks with Netanyahu in New York. She says she was seeking an approach that would allow Netanyahu to persuade his governing coalition to back a new freeze on Israeli settlement construction. Russia's foreign minister says his government is open to cooperation with NATO, but Jessica Gallagher reports he's also indicating that the Kremlin's willingness to discuss missile defense has some strings attached.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that Moscow is open to negotiating with NATO, but only if it's equal for both sides. Lavrov made the announcement at the G20 summit in South Korea. Lavrov's comments come just before President Obama and President Medvedev are to meet on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Japan. Last month, Russia's defense minister said Moscow was open to talks on NATO's planned defense missile shield in Eastern Europe, but wants to play an equal role in developing that plan. NATO says it now hopes to lessen Russia's fears by including it in the planning process. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A former college student in Tennessee is set to be sentenced today for hacking into former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's email account during the 2008 presidential campaign. Prosecutors are asking the man be sentenced to 18 months in prison. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support